When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello!
Hello.
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 Oh,
that was a bit of Adele.
That was a bit of Adele. I thought you were going to carry on.
Oh, no. Because
no.
I already know it's me you're looking for.
Different song. Sounds like you don't know anything. I already, don't worry, I've got this.
I went in so confident. That's Lionel Richie.
That's Lionel Richie, yeah.
That's really funny.
But it is, the next lyrics are, it's me.
Yeah, they're, I guess they're similar vibes.
They're very similar vibes.
Yeah.
No originality. No.
So it's, hello, is it me you're looking for? And then Adele's just like, I already know.
Hello, it's me.
It's me.
Hello, it's me.
Hello. Right, how are you?
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay.
I'm well. I'm good.
Great.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Finally getting to that.
You're welcome.
How long have we been here? 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Talked about Adele long enough, didn't you?
I like to start with Adele. I like to work my way up to you. I start with the A's.
We work through to the S's.
Just takes a long time to get to
this
the S's.
This podcast needs a heavy edit.
Yeah.
You don't appreciate that when you listen to this, but a lot is cut out.
A lot is cut out. Mm. A lot of us going like, oh, do we even know anybody with a name that starts with a J?
It takes a whole week.
It takes so long.
We're exhausted. Lucas misses his mum. Mm. How are you, so. Lucas?
I'm good.
We had to do a few episodes without you.
I heard.
That was a danger, wasn't it?
It was trash.
It was sad.
Yeah, you've binned them all.
We've binned them all.
We've binned every episode.
I've binned
myself for a bit, actually.
Yeah, you binned yourself.
I've binned myself.
Horrible.
I can't live without him.
Thank God you're back.
Thank God.
It's good to be back. Backstreet's back. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're on the bees.
We're on the bees. Yep. We're gonna get to you quickly, Sarah.
How are you, Mickey?
Yeah. First me. Alphabetically.
Mums.
I am. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Loving the sun.
The sun. We're always loving the sun.
I'm wearing a dress right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. That's
really?
Fucking crazy.
You are wearing a dress now. Now you mention it.
What?
You are.
Thank you. But it's nice. It's like, it's, you know, my legs are out.
They are out.
Yeah. I like it.
Out and about.
Out and about. I'm digging it.
Here's a question in terms of fashion choices. The other day, I saw somebody, I shan't name names, a grown man.
We know them. That's why you're not naming names?
Yes.
Okay.
But I shan't name names.
You shan't.
A grown ass man, I would say, definitely mid-40s.
Yeah.
wearing pair of jeans and then boxers, like multicolored boxers, but that style where your jeans are so far down your ass that you can see the majority of the boxer. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, have we not done away with that?
I mean, I guess it's like cultural, isn't it?
But I've never seen a man, like an adult man do that. I saw a lot of teenage, there's a teenage boy thing. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen a grown human behaving in that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always just like, doesn't look comfortable.
Doesn't look comfortable.
Doesn't look comfortable.
It's a Wouldn't real you love roll a belt? Of the dice if you've not got clean pants on.
Mm. You think they're going to be dirty up top?
I reckon they're going to be dirty, dirty waistband.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, if your pants
like,
are
like
down,
when like someone goes. Wears makeup and it's like all around the waistband.
Yeah, I think so. I think yeah, his waistband all about the color. With foundation.
Yeah, foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it now.
Lipstick
I see,
on your boxes.
I see what you're saying. Mm. But anyway, yeah, I'm good. Summer's good. Here.
Summer's here.
What are you up to?
That's all you have to say.
That's all I have to say.
Sun's shining, and that's all I'm going to say to you
well,
today.
Well, what are you up to? You haven't answered any questions.
Oh, I'm talking to you about the pants. I'm talking to you about the pants. You're refusing to respond.
Yeah. Mm. But I just want to know, like, how you are as a person. Like, it can't be that how you are is like,
yeah, I'm good.
I saw this
I'm
guy
good.
Wearing pants.
I'm good. I'm two. Sometimes that's just who I am.
That's just who you are right now.
I'm 2 days away from going on holiday. That's the mode I'm in right now. I'm in that stage where you're not wearing anything that you want to take on holiday.
How long are you going on holiday for?
A week.
That's so nice.
7 days.
Where are you going?
I'm going to France. Going to.
Wow.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
La la.
Ooh la la, indeed.
Lucas has been on holiday. You're going on holiday. What's going on?
We've got so much in common.
We've got
loads going on. I need to go on holiday.
We should get together sometime.
We should talk about holidays.
Abroad.
Exactly.
Where did
We're
you...
Hey, people. Hey, hey.
Huh?
I'm still here. Just because I haven't been on holiday.
So, Lucas, where did you go on holiday?
I went on holiday a while ago.
I know, but I just feel like it's everyone's going on holiday.
He did get one, though, didn't he? Got one.
Yeah. France, though, that's lovely. Are you going to do some sun bathing?
I'm definitely going to do some sun bathing. Mm. It's sort of middle of nowhere. So it's like
it's Paris. You know,
it's right,
little neighborhood.
Paris.
You won't have heard of it. Carcassonne, do you know Carcassonne?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Like from the game.
What game?
Oh, well, there's a game called. It's a board game. It's called Carcassonne.
Has it got castles?
Yeah.
It's castles game. Yeah. So it's Castle Region.
Wait, so is this near the sea?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Are you going to swim?
The rivers.
Okay, great.
The Dordogne.
Oh!
The doggy dognog.
Oh, it's going to be lovely. Yeah.
My parents have some friends who live out there. They've lived out there the whole time that I've
been
alive.
The people with the baby!
The people with the baby.
Remember a really long time ago on the podcast, you talked about these people and they left a baby in the barn.
Yes! Those people.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's not those people, but it is that area of France and they were present for the baby in the barn event.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Those people. So they still live out there. We used to camp in their garden as children.
Lovely.
And my whole family are going. I'm going with my partner, my mum and dad, and my brother and his girlfriend are going as well. We are going on a hot air balloon.
Wow. What?
Yeah, so my mum turns...
From England,
yeah, that's how we're getting there. Yeah.
That is not safe.
Not safe in any way.
It's a lot of hot air.
Luggage alone is a bit of an issue. A lot of
You have
hot
to do
air.
That thing where if you want to go up, one of you has to throw their luggage up.
We turn up naked and exhilarated.
Yeah.
So we're going on... It's for my mum.
Oh, the key worms are here. They always show up naked.
There's six moons coming over the horizon. Oh no. Keywords.
Oh, it's the keywords.
Shining asses.
Yeah.
It's my mum's 70th birthday.
Yeah.
We went
lovely.
To Norfolk last year. She declared a little bit drunkenly that she wanted to do a hot air balloon ride over the Dordogne.
Yeah.
We all, I think, sort of tried to agree to forget that she'd said that. Mm-hmm. My brother's girlfriend, who is a wonderful human being, was like, nope, the desire has been stated, we're doing it.
Ah,
I burped at the end.
Well, she has.
I don't know if you noticed,
but she has a lot of power in this family dynamic for not one of the blood.
She is. Oh, she's blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We don't shop outside the family store.
Oh, no, the keywords are here. They're bringing their incestuous relationship with them.
Oh, God. The incestuous keywords have arrived, but nude for a week. No, yeah, I think she's just got a lot of gusto in terms of planning and organisation.
Lovely, you need one.
My brother and I are very similar people, so we're happy to just sort of float through life.
Lean back.
His girlfriend is like, no, somebody said they wanted to do something and it would be nice if we did it, so let's do it.
That's lovely.
I appreciate it very much. So that's what we're doing. I saw our guest today. I saw his fiance on Monday night, told her I was doing this. She proceeded to tell me one of the most harrowing stories about a hot air balloon, about how she went on one.
Why do people do that?
It was horrible. She had a terrible time.
Why do people do
terrified.
That?
You just realise as you're up in the air that you've got a massive flame in a wicker basket.
Yeah.
I was like, great, 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 great. Thanks so much for all of this. Really appreciate it.
I think there's a time
terrifying
and a place.
Me week.
Yeah. There's a time and a place for those stories. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Tell it after.
Yeah.
Be like, once you've been on the balloon, let me tell you about my experience on the balloon.
We can share in our fear.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm just not sleeping, not eating, very anxious.
Well, good. You'll get river body ready.
That's what they say.
That's what
river
they say.
Body ready.
River body does not sound good, doesn't it?
No.
It really sounds like someone's like crawling out of the river.
Multiple
all
limbs.
Slimy. Multiple limbs. Who's just like, oh no, it's one of the river bodies.
But damn, she looks good.
But damn, those limbs look toned.
Is there a noise?
There's a little bit of music, but I don't think you'll be able to hear it over your speaker.
I hear like a...
Oh, that's the air conditioner. I can turn it off.
I thought I could hear singing.
Oh, there's a siren.
Oh, no. Sarah's losing, losing their mind.
Can you not hear the singing, Mickey? It's Adele. She heard us calling. So that's my plan for the
that's
next week.
Bloody fantastic.
Very, very excited about it. Very looking forward. We're very much looking forward to that. This is the first proper holiday since last year, last May. So
you went on holiday once a year?
2 years in a row.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I haven't been on holiday for years, but I'm going in September.
Oh, where are you going?
Malta.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
That's nice, sir.
Malta. Celebrate Patrick's heritage. He's half Maltese, half Irish.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Good. We're going to celebrate that. But he's got the Irish skin, which bless him. So he does it. He basically loves the heat, but his skin cannot handle it.
But it does not love him.
It does not.
It is not a mutual affection.
But we're going to go soak in the sun. And the bit where his family is originally from is a little island off of the island, which is called Gozo, and it's really lovely. And my favorite bit about it, because we went once before, and my favorite bit about it is there's a big old rock just off the side that you can jump
off. You can jump off it. Oh, nice. I'm always looking for a jumping rock when I go on holiday.
Literally me. And like Patrick was like, the first time he was like, oh, you do not need to be in. I was like, you can jump off the rock? And and that was me for the week.
I'll see you in 7 days.
I was just like jumping off the rock. And Patrick was like, oh yeah, you do. Like one day we went to Valletta on like the main island and I was like, ah,
I miss my rock. Take me back to my rock.
He said that. I don't know if you've seen, and this might be like a bit niche, but there's a new season of I Think You Should Leave. Yeah. And there's a sketch in it where it's like a Love Island parody. And then basically Tim Robinson is stood and the girl is like, she's basically choosing between two men to leave. So she says to Tim Robinson's character, I think you're just here for the zip line. And then it's just a compilation of him just zip while other people are doing like the like Love Island-y, like you not seem not very interested in me at all, and like he's just zip lining in the background. and Patrick watched that and he was like, that's you.
Yeah,
that's you.
We should holiday together.
Oh, we would love it.
I don't do this in my everyday life, but the moment I go on holiday, I'm like, let's do something exhilarating.
Oh, I love it. Anything that's like that, but especially if it's like, because that was a zip line that goes into water.
I want a splash.
Yeah. Splash, big splash.
I want a splash.
Oh my God.
How rarely,
we have to go on holiday.
How rarely do you splash?
We have to go on holiday.
We're going canoeing.
It's just Patrick and Louisa. Come on, guys.
Watching.
Come on.
Splashing.
It's time for dinner.
Daniel. Patrick, did you see my splash? Like, yes.
Yes. It was very big.
Get in the fucking car. We're going kayaking. We're going canoeing.
Great!
We do
I love
it every year. And my mum just spends the whole time like mildly stressed because she knows that at some point I will sidle up to her in my kayak and then deliberately capsize myself.
Oh, yourself? Yeah. I thought your mum.
No, I capsized myself. Like, I don't know, but it really stresses her out because like she doesn't enjoy the fact that I've the first time.
That's
I,
funny.
I
you go like it. All round.
No, I fall out. Fall out. Yeah, that's the first time I did it. I did it without thinking. My possessions went everywhere because the kayak. So I just had to be swimming, catching all of my stuff. And you have your stuff in a big barrel, and I was chasing my barrel. It's like, why are you so fucking dumb? Like, did you see me, mummy?
Did you see me capsize, mummy?
You're 20.
Did you capture it?
7 years old.
I want to show all my friends.
Yeah, that's my full vibe on holiday.
Well, let's go on holiday and let's get a guest in.
Yes, let's get a guest in. But first, let's holiday.
You want a holiday before we get this guest
right
in?
Now? Splash time. Our guest today is a wonderful, wonderful comedian.
Wonderful.
Incredibly talented writer, podcaster himself. He has a podcast with Ivo Graham called Gig Pigs. Mm-hmm. Lovely chap all around.
Just wonderful.
No complaints about this one.
Alex Skeely, no complaints?
And I usually have complaints.
Great.
Oh, loads of complaints.
Yeah, normally.
But I don't have to do that today. Don't have to complain.
Great. Not well, then, let's get him in.
Let's get him in. Alex Skeely, everybody. Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up. Even if it's just £3 a month, that would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. We usually shout at Alex.
We shout your name.
Okay, here we go.
Right.
1, 2, 3. Alex!
Alex Keely is here.
Alex is in the house.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Welcome to the podcast. You and I have done a pod swap this week.
We have. It's like wife swap, but with pods.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think I prefer yours.
Wow. Right into Mickey's face as you said that.
Oh, I'm dead inside. What? Your podcast is the one where you go and see a show.
Yes, it's the most administratively complex and financially destructive podcast idea that we could have done.
I cannot believe that idea. I heard about it and I said, that's not going to last the year.
I said the words rather you than me the other night when we did it, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. I think basically in podcast world, all the low hanging fruit is gone and the high hanging fruit. And now there's just like bits of blossom that I'm like, maybe that's an apple if we yank hard.
Yeah. You're yanking podcasting. So hard.
So it's called Gig Pigs, and you go and see a live music gig and then you podcast about it. Talk about your enjoyment of the show or lack of.
Yes.
It's true. And we recorded immediately after the music gig.
A couple of times done that.
I've done a podcast and my girlfriend has texted me during saying, just please let me know you're alive. because it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's the podcasting witching hour. It's when you got you got a pod. That's when the juices are flowing at half midnight.
Crazy. I think it's crazy. I think what you're doing is crazy.
Yeah. You said we're podcasting in Vauxhall at 12. And I was like, midnight?
Yeah. I'll see you there. I'll bring snacks. But yeah, I had a good time. I do think I lost my head for about the last half hour.
That's when we activated sleeper agent Taylor Swift superfan in you.
This is how tired I was. I said the name of one of her most famous, one of my favourite songs wrong twice, and then only realised it on the third. And I was like, somebody put me to bed.
Oh no, that gets you kicked out of the union.
Mm.
Cedar Swifties a union.
I did see that meme.
And they find about this.
It took me six of the panels of that 12 panel meme for me to go, okay, it's definitely satire now. I wasn't sure for a disrespectful number of pictures.
But also having met like Swifties.
Yes.
Sarah being a huge Swiftie. I could see them unionizing.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah.
I think we have. No. There's Taylor's Nation. Taylor Nation is like is this big sort of fan
Tumblr.
Made. Well, yeah, Tumblr. But like that is the sort of a source. That's the confirmation source. If you are looking for confirmation and information about Taylor Swift, if Taylor Nation are reporting it, then you know it's true.
Right. So that's like they've had to have like a double confirmed, three independent sources verified this new development in Taylor's
life.
You can
say it's definitely true. Taylor Nation tumbled about it.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're like the BBC for Taylor.
They are literally a very verified, trusted source.
Wow.
But the Taylor Union have, you know, it's worked out. If the thing that precipitated the Taylor Union meme for this week was her dating Matty Healy, they've got their, this fictitious union has got their demands in terms of, or has Taylor Nation not reported that they were never officially dating.
And they've broken up.
Well, they couldn't break up because they were never officially dating.
Can I tell you the biggest mistake I made? I did the Guilty Feminist last week, and I thought that everybody was across the Taylor Swift, Matty Healy news.
Right. That's
very wrong. Very wrong.
Such a mistake.
So one of my I'm a feminist butts, oh God, this is a cringe. One of my I'm a feminist butts was, I'm a feminist but I don't believe in a woman's right to choose. If the choice is Matty Healy. No, silence.
See,
silence.
That's
nobody
great
knew
stuff.
Who Matty Healy was. When I said, I don't believe in a woman's right to choose, there was a pause and I heard an audience member go, what? And I was like, confident enough in my punchline that I was like, hold on a second, this is going to pay off. Said the punchline, complete silence. I wanted to die.
But you know what I think the problem is with that? Is that like, as if anybody who comes on to Guilty Feminist is not going to have like, you know what I mean?
Like the bastion of being a feminist in the 21st century, like the key thing.
The key thing. And they're just going to be like, I actually don't believe in that. Like, I just, even if you don't get the punchline, why are you upset at the setup? Like, that is just insane to me.
It was one of the worst moments of my career, I think. It was honestly, I see it in my sleep. It was horrible. I always go in with too much butt and not enough feminist on those jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun when you do a podcast recording and when something like that happens, you're like, oh man, I wish this were like one of the just in studio ones rather than live.
Yeah, take that bit out, please. Yeah. But, alas, no. It was seen by several hundred people.
Well, I love it.
Thank you.
It's doing really well in this room.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Lucas loves it.
Lucas loved it, but he just loved the setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of just confused when you said the Matty Healy. Yeah.
Who was that? You've got me. I'm in.
Lucas is pro Matty Healy, anti-abortion. That's your...
Yeah, I lost you at the end. How are you, Alex?
Yeah. Though?
I'm good. I'm well. I'm getting married to a huge Swiftie.
Is she a Swiftie?
She's a big, big Swiftie.
Why haven't we talked?
Do all Swifties have to be blonde?
I think so.
Is that a wreck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why there's so much blonde hair dye in the world.
That's amazing, though. You're getting married. Congratulations.
I'm very excited. I mean, it should be something. You know, it feels like a hinge moment in one's life. But
show us the ring.
It's at the jewelers, and also won't be going with my hands either, so I don't know why I put up both my hands, but on your prompt, really.
It's very exciting. Do you think you'd wear a wedding ring?
I wear a wedding ring.
Mm. A band.
I think it's sad that men don't get to wear an engagement ring as often as some men do, I think, and some people do. But would you like to wear an engagement ring?
Well, I'm not like a jewelry or adornment or...
I think I would struggle as well.
Yeah. It would be a wild curveball if you wore an engagement ring, to be fair, based on your personality. Like,
yeah. My dress senses have to wear clothes. So I think having like big bling jewelry would be like a bold
huge rock
pivot.
On your finger.
Rock on your finger. I just think like, but a wedding band I quite like. That's like classy.
Yes.
Mm. That would suit you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, actually, the only, you know, my fiance suggested that she would maybe be up for like some kind of diamond on the wedding band as well.
Mm.
And I'm like,
would she?
No.
She'd be up for that, wouldn't she? She'd tolerate that.
She's just up for more stuff.
Things with resale value.
I think one diamond is overdone. So I'd like two. Got any wedding pranks planned? You gonna do a flash mob?
I'm like, when she's choosing her wedding dress, I'm like, ooh, do you want to get something so expensive that's going to get gunged? What? I didn't say gunged.
Yeah.
And ooh, the gunge will never come out of that.
This bit of this is tear off. You know, you want some bit of it to be
where
tear
are we
off.
Putting the Velcro?
For the dance.
Yeah. Have you ever had a big near miss experience?
Yes, I suppose. I well, let's see. But I mean, so in my last like fortnight at university, you know, it was about a year or two into doing comedy. You're starting to do those gigs where you do those like car share gigs.
Mm. Yes.
And car share with basically I was at university in Oxford. The gig was in the Cotswolds, like just north of it, in like. Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very
you're like, what's
very
the
bougie.
What's the near
the...
miss from Stilton or something? like a narrow brush with a three-course dinner. but like it was one of those one of those gigs where we all get a car share, and the sort of first red flag of the car share, I suppose, is that usually comics have, I would say, like very like prosaic utilitarian cars where it's like, what's the MPG that we can get on this? This is like a very dull car. This is getting me A to B.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's doing the car share turned up in a classic 60s Jag, which is such a like red flag. Because also it's just
what?
Like, yeah, it's like, what's your... I don't know. I'm always like very interested in like,
was
you know,
he taking you to prom?
He was taking three open spots to prom. It was one of those while we all jostled each other to come downstairs with our hair.
Four people in the classic Jag.
No seatbelts in the back seat.
No.
So that's always a good sign for later in the story.
Oh, no.
And so I will just say as a side note, the I think the comic doing the driving, I believe, doesn't do comedy anymore.
I was mm-hmm. going to ask you not to name, but just to say whether or not these comedians are still in circulation.
So I would say driver, I think, no longer doing comedy. Two other comedians, either not doing comedy or a fate worse than not doing comedy, have moved back to the Antipodes. So, you know, either mm-hmm. either of those two possibilities.
Yes.
Stuck in comedy purgatory.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we got there. So that car, we did the gig. Oh yeah, the driver, his just to give you a full flavor, he's coming a 60s Jag.
Yeah.
And his like opening his like bit in his set. You know, like how a classic way to start a set is like, I know what you're thinking. Yeah. And however, like maybe hack that can be like fundamentally, it's an elegant way of doing a joke because you are using the setup of your appearance with the audience. It's one of the only ways you can start with a punchline rather than setup. That's why they do it. His was, I know what you're thinking. Like what's Pierce Brosnan doing here? I can't remember. It was like talking about Pierce Brosnan or James Bond. And like, he did look like a lot like Pierce Brosnan, but it's like, what's the joke here? The joke is like, I know what you're thinking. Classically good looking guy. Where's the joke? Where's the joke? You just go high status. There's nothing. There's no flip here.
So
it's like,
he is a James Bond looking dude.
Yeah. I'm gonna start
who it. Has shown up in a classic Jag. You might have just been gigging with James Bond.
Yeah. I was like, they aren't seat belts. It's just going to be like an ejector seat with like a parachute.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to start doing that gigs. I'm going to start going on again. I know what you're thinking. Why is Margot Robbie here? what's she doing here?
And then you come off stage, the other actors are like, what the hell? And you're like, oh, tough crowd. They didn't go for the Margot Robbie.
They didn't get the Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Really just choose any like super handsome person that you sort of even could slightly resemble because you like have the same eye color.
I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, Carly Kloss.
Guys, come on. Come on. So yeah, that was a flavor of the kind of mad clown car we were in.
Oh my goodness.
And so we were all either opening or in the middle. The headliner had come there separately. So we were like getting ready to go. We were like, oh great, we're leaving at like 9:30. Cool, we'll all be back. And they were going back to London. I was being dropped off on the way in Oxford. So it was like, great, this will be better. His car had a flat tire and failed to start. It started pouring with rain. We then had to go to, we called the AA, had to go to a pub, wait in the pub for like an hour. We called the AA back again and we were like, Are you on your way? Because it'd take an hour. And then they did that thing where they're like, yeah, we're on our way. It's like, you've not sent someone yet. So it was like another half hour.
Grabbing their keys in the hallway. I'm on the road now.
Yeah, yeah.
Door slamming.
Ooh, this is.
Vroom, vroom.
Oh. Get out of the way. Kettle's boiling.
And because when we finally got the car fixed, because the MPG was like 1 mile to the gallon, it meant that his car petrol was already really low. So we had to drive south. Instead of being on Drive South, we had to go north, further away from our destination, because that was where the closest petrol station was. So we started going further away. We got to the petrol station, parked the car. He took the key out of the ignition. The engine continued to run. So famously, you can't like load an internal combustion engine while it's still combusting.
Yeah.
So like we had to spend about 10 minutes him like jimmying with the key so that the engine would turn off so he could load it with fuel, which did eventually.
I'm picturing, I know
oh
he looks like
my
Piers
God,
but I'm picturing Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It is that. Yeah. And also like it's, you know, it couldn't be further away now from a sort of James Bond experience.
Yeah,
where it's
yeah.
just like it all started off so well. Pierce Brosnan was driving you guys to this gig, and then it's just like this. James Bond doesn't have to deal with this shit.
Car doesn't work. Yeah. He's got three open spots in prom dresses.
Yeah,
they're crying. Worst prom ever.
He just commandeers like another car if that happens. Like
We didn't do one of those important moments in a film where someone grabs a driver's door, throws someone out, and is like, "I'm a cop," because you can't really say that. It's like we're four.
Yeah, we're four.
We're comedians. Yeah,
to London before the Northern Line.
You
closes.
Never see James Bond getting petrol either, do you?
No.
Somebody else does that for him.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Like, he just takes another car. He's always just taking cars.
He doesn't know about petrol. He just.
I don't think he knows.
You never see him like yanking open a door, pulling someone out, and going, "How much petrol have you got?"
It's like people who.
Where
like,
did you last fill up?
It's like people who buy new underwear and just throw out the other one.
Right.
Yeah. You know? That's how he's like, that's
can't
what he's
wash,
like with cars.
Doesn't know about unleaded. So we start driving back further from our gig than we had started the drive back. Drive back. It's absolutely smashing it with rain, like the hardest I've ever been in a car when it's raining. And so we, you know, drive all the way back, get to Oxford where I'm the one getting off halfway. So we've done this quite, you know, fairly for how long the journey should have been, epic journey. And then we're driving through the sort of outskirts of Oxford to get to where my flat was. And then,
so have you abandoned all hope of doing the gig at this stage?
Oh, we've done the gig. We've
done
the gig.
Gig.
This,
oh,
is
this is
the way
the
back.
Only
this is the way back.
Home.
Way
that's
back.
When he said Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. You just thought the crowd went wild when he did Pierce Brosnan, and then he just did an unprompted 2-hour set, and then none of the other acts got to perform. And that's a reasonable
I just thought this was all on the way to the gig. I think.
Mm-mm.
Right, so this is.
I'd love it if he were trialing his. I think I'm going to go out and do Pierce Brosnan.
That you've told this very well.
Thank you.
And there is absolutely no reason for Sarah to be this confused.
Sometimes
right now.
There's just no telling me, you know?
I don't know. I can't even
you know,
like,
Sarah,
fathom what just
they won't
happened.
Be told anything.
You've just horrible. Like, I don't know if you just like blacked out and you're just like, you're like half an hour ago. You're just like, yeah, so you're going to the gig.
I do a choose your own adventure even when it's not an option for
you. You're just pressing, you're like, this is like that Bandersnatch thing that Charlie Brooker did for that one. And you think all TV's
I'm
like.
I think the story's going to go my way instead. Sorry, carry on. You're on the way home.
So we're on the way home and we're so like, you know, on the loading screen of a computer, we are like 99% loaded, if the game is Alex Keeley is tucked back into his bed.
Yes. You're so close.
One of my favourite games.
I'm genuinely like, what could even go wrong at this point?
What could even go wrong? What happened is, and how do I think there are some, I think what we'll say is what happened is that, so the really wet, we're about three side streets from my house at this point, and then the car just like bounces into the a traffic island in the middle of the road, and then because there's so much water, we start kind of like aquaplaning and sliding from side to side.
Okay.
We then smash the tree on like our side, and then that like keeps us skidding along, and then we plow into not a full bus stop but a bus timetable sign thing.
Yeah. Right.
And then into the
none of this is slowing you down.
Yeah,
I think is impressive. In the tree? The tree didn't slow
it
down?
Is so the road is just water. Well, the road is just water.
And old Jags were made out of rubber. I don't know.
We had a real post-war boom in rubber after.
Oh my God. Thank God the Oxford Tube goes all night.
Yeah.
That's the main lesson.
My worry about the end of this story is that they're all just like, well, we're going to have to stay at yours.
Well, so what happened?
No!
What happened? And I really, I think there's an element where I'm slightly valor stealing in terms of near miss, because there was a nearer near miss than mine in terms of one of the occupants. So I was in the back with one of the other comics, and there was the driver and another comic as the front seat passenger. So we'd done this, hit the tree, gone into the like side of the road, and then because it's such an old car, there's I think like not internal like locking mechanisms of the back seats. So when we hit the tree, that popped open a door.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it was, so the car, because the car was skidding, that then threw out, not me, the other person in the back of the seat.
My
so
God. They're not doing comedy anymore because they're dead. Or worse, they're still buried.
I was like, we're going back to my flat, two of us are sleeping, one of us are digging a grave. Like, but like, yeah, it could have been, if there'd been a car coming the other, I mean, like, we were at a speed, like, they had, like, you know, cuts and bumps and bruises, and then they were taken to hospital in case of like concussion or whatever, and just like for observation. Mm. And so one of the other comics went. So I was landed with the driver, Piers Brosnan. I can't believe it's not Piers Brosnan. And so if I had been coming the other way, they could have been just like run over and would be dead.
When the like ambulance and everyone had arrived, did the driver say, "I know what you're thinking"?
He's trying to bluff that he's in MI6 and he can't be detained by the police at that moment, because he's like, I've got to stop Renard. He's got a nuclear submarine.
Give me the ambulance. He went that way. That's very scary.
Yeah. So that was not good. And then like, so I had him to stay at my, his car was like totaled. It was completely fucked. His beautiful 60s Jag.
Fuck's sake.
And he stayed at my flat that night while the other two went to hospital. I put Bond on the sofa downstairs. And I'm so paranoid about like the law that when like I was a passenger in the back seat, and then when it had all happened, and you know, I was like, I remember Googling whether like you could go to prison for being a backseat driver without a seatbelt on, because they were like, there wasn't a seatbelt, but that's not my fault. But I couldn't, are we all going to get done for there not being seatbelts? And apparently you don't have to have seatbelts in your car if it was produced, you don't have to like retrospectively fit seatbelts into old cars, which is mental.
I think that's crazy.
But legally it is, if you do have seatbelts, it's the driver's responsibility to make sure that they're on.
Or your response? Yeah, I think it might be like
the driver's.
No, I think it's Rishi. Like Rishi, weren't Rishi and Boris getting into trouble recently for not having seatbelts on, and that's their.
Oh, pretty cool.
They're so cool.
Unless it's like under 18s or something, but I'm pretty confident that it's the driver's responsibility.
Well, if it's kids, maybe, but yeah. I cannot imagine that I was in the back seat of your car, that like it would be your responsibility. That would be mad.
Yeah, I think if it's kids, know. I think if it's kids, it might be the driver's responsibility.
I don't know. I feel like I've got a vague. I'm going to Google it in a bit.
But how could Lucas, it possibly be your responsibility, Sarah, Google. To have full grown adults in the back seat?
Well, you can just say, I'm not going to drive you if you're not going to put your seatbelt on. I won't be peer pressured, Mickey. You might think it's cool. You might think it's clever. But if I drive this into a tree, yeah. which we all know I might.
Yeah. I'm a real
Who's laughing
Rishi.
Then?
You know, I'm like a cool guy.
You're a classic Rishi.
You like to joyride the British economy.
Always say that. You're Rishi.
Yeah, Alex, you're right. If it's, if it's an adult, then it's their responsibility. If it's a child, then it's the driver's responsibility.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Mickey is raising her arms aloft in victory just to flag
Thank
that.
Thank you. Oh,
fuck it then, Mickey. You're listener. On your own.
Yeah, as I should be. This is what I'm saying to you.
Well, sorry for caring.
Caring about whether you're responsible for Mickey. Yeah. Which is different.
I don't want to go to prison. Couldn't give a fuck if you live or die.
That is a great story. What happened to the two other boys?
I think they were all... So it was three guys and a woman, and the woman was the one ejected.
As it should be.
As it should be.
That was, you know, that was the noughties in British comedy. Mm. You'd get a woman on the bill, but she would be thrown out of the car.
No seatbelt.
Harry Potter, kill the spare.
Kill the spare.
That's awful, isn't it? Really awful.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's, I'd say, the main in terms of the sort of theme of your podcast, in terms of near misses and maybe how that affects you and like how you push on with your life, I think the main thing I found from it is like when it happened, it briefly reset me as a person. I was like, oh my, that is, you know, and I wasn't even thrown out of the car, but I was still like, this was pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to live every moment now. And then like within about a week, I was like, yeah, that's quite exhausting to do. It's like, it's
to
like
embrace
narrative folk. Yeah, it you can't embrace life the whole time. It's very exhausting.
Do you have like a sliding doors moment for us?
I don't know if I've got such a clear one as that for you. I think my more general one is probably the like a couple of friends from school being the people that got me into music. I'm not sure that I'd be into music in the same way, and that's, you know, such a important part of my life and sort of, you know, a loss-making podcast that I do. So, you know, I'd probably be financially better off, actually.
if that hadn't happened to me.
What
music did you listen to in school?
A sort of a real mix, but they sort of a lot like fairly heavy or like prog stuff. But yeah, like for what seemed at the time like heavy music. And my friend was in bands that were quite sort of guitar-y, and I like watched a lot of his different evolutions of bands over the next 10 years.
You were never in a band yourself?
Never in a band myself. I've got, what are my instruments? I've got grade 3 piano.
Hello.
The score was 103, which is 100 is a pass. But the exam board needs you to keep...
This is the biggest clang.
I think the exam board needs you to keep taking the exam. Yeah. So I think I failed, but I think they don't want to fail anyone because it's like, oh, then that really discourages them from taking any more grades. Yeah. So I got like a pity pass.
Just give them 103.
Yeah. 103 is the worst score you can get.
Talentless fuck.
82, you could be avant-garde and the examiners don't get your way of doing scales. Whereas 103 is like, this man is technically incompetent. We wish for his money in future.
Okay. Yeah. What are the other ones?
Clarinet, wanted to do saxophone, my hands weren't big enough at the time. I think I'm a big-handed boy, sorry to the
yeah,
those
you
who
do,
aren't
you have
watching.
Big hands.
That is
you
wild.
Could do the saxophone.
I played the saxophone as a child. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know
what
they
are
have
you talking
different
about?
Sizes.
Yeah.
They give you
a
little one. What on earth is going on? My hands were probably the size that your hands were then.
Yeah. We're not watching The Simpsons and thinking Lisa Simpson, she's got big hands. Like, that's not.
Oh, she's
what
got big
happened
saxophone
here?
Hands.
Yeah, what happened here? Was it just like they were just like they put like an adult size
what
saxophone
happened
into
here
your hands?
Is that somebody didn't want Alex to learn saxophone?
I think
so. And they
went,
sorry, mate, those hands are too small.
But then we're okay with the clarinet. That's so much worse.
Yeah, I think like.
I think clarinet
like
lovers.
You know how you know, and I say this from experience as someone that probably. probably neglected a guinea pig to the point that it had to be given different owners. But you know how you've got like, you know how you're like, I want that pet.
The saxophone will die.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly. The we don't trust you with a dog / saxophone, so here's a guinea pig / clarinet.
Yes, right.
I see.
Yeah.
You know, you got to feed a saxophone. You got to walk it every day.
You do actually have to clean it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have them in pairs. They get lonely if you don't have to.
Yeah. Or you just put the saxophone in front of a mirror.
Can't leave a saxophone in a hot car.
So you have all these instruments, but you were never in a band.
No, I play electric guitar a bit sometimes, but what does that mean? That means there's 12 solos of bands I like that I know how to play, and I barely know the names of any chords. That's what that means.
Have you ever been to a music gig and thought that gig was life changing for me?
Yep. The whole time, loads. But that's also like really unhelpful to give you a specific answer.
Thanks for that. Fucking hell. What a guest we have today.
But I feel like we haven't really gotten to it. So the prog rock is what you would listen to.
I listened to a lot of, and there'd be bands like, but basically they were sort of particularly, I had sort of three big friends at sort of my school age, 8 to 13.
Right.
Brag.
Three?
That's so many.
But I keep up with, I think from that age, and then I keep up with them quite a bit. Now
didn't realize we had a stud.
Wait, you keep up with them still?
Yeah, so they're sort of three pretty good friends.
Amazing.
Still, and yeah, one of them's in bat, but then
any of them blood related to you?
None of them blood related to me.
How's he doing this?
How's he juggling up this social chameleon?
Wow.
But yeah, there'd be bands like, so the way that we kept up when we moved to separate schools, age 13 to 18, was just to exchange lots of music, or like try and go to like gigs in the in the holidays, and then
that's,
I would stay
so
at
fun.
His family's house in London, because I didn't live in London, but a lot of the gigs were in London, so we would crash there afterwards, and that was very like, yeah,
bonding.
Very, very formative.
That's
bonding.
Really nice. I feel like this is a bit of a young boy way to be friends with each other. My cousin, who is 30 years old now, still has friends that he met on World of Warcraft.
Great.
Because they kept in touch over the internet, and now they're no longer on World of Warcraft, and they speak like adults. And I just don't think any young non-male person could befriend like that. Because if I was said to my mum, I'm going to go to London and meet a friend that I met on World of Warcraft, she'd be like, okay, well, you could do that, or I could just kill you in the kitchen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, also, but the opposite side of that, I do feel like, you know, like traditionally guys tend to stay friends with like people, like that happens more often, that a guy will be like, I'm still friends with the guys I went to primary school with.
Yeah.
But then also what you hear a lot is someone, like one of those friends will be like, trash.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then they
yeah,
continue
yeah, yeah.
to be friends with them, and they'll be like horrible, like sexists or like horrible homophobes, and you're just like looking at them and like, why are you friends with that person? And they're like, ah, that's just Jason.
Yeah,
he's always been like that.
Yeah, he's always been like that.
Yeah. And I'm too scared to look directly into the heart of what it is to be alive and evaluate people for who they are rather than the manacles of time
that
connect us all.
Like, no, we are friends with Jason. That is what we do. That is who we are. We are friends with Jason. And everyone else is like, why though?
If we stop being friends with Jason, we realize that everything is a construct. Yes, exactly. We don't want to deal with that. So it's just banter. He wasn't being homophobic.
Exactly. He was just drunk.
And if I have to make that improvement to my life, what else do I have to fix?
Yes. It's just like it starts. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Luckily, those three friends are, you know, very, very good progressive gang. So
That's nice.
Lucky
progressive, like the rock.
Exactly. It was just normal rock, but they were just saying very inclusive things.
Actually. Yeah, nice.
Sorry if I confused you earlier.
That's fine.
It's actually just the Kooks, but they're just saying Black Lives Matter.
That's really nice. Yeah. You know.
Wow, this rock is progressive.
I love that. That's really nice.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you think you'd be into if you had
that's interesting.
These people.
I think I'd, you know, maybe I'd still be into just sort of...
radio jingles.
Yeah. I would be like, have a washing machine to live longer with Calgon.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
Which is a classic.
Yeah. And you'd be so frustrated because you cannot find it on Spotify.
Yeah. They're just Tidal. It's only Tidal for them. Yeah, I think I've just been to like, I think there's a bunch of indie that I got into separately from them anyway. But I think there's a lot of bands called things like And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, which are surprisingly less heavy than that sounds, because that's like the heaviest sounding name in human history.
Yeah,
just like quite a good band.
But you just never would have found them.
No, because that is the most, their name is And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. It doesn't even start with the word and, it starts with an ellipsis. It's dot, dot, dot. And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, helpfully shortened to the acronym AYK, blah, blah, blah. A lot of times
rolls
people
off
do
the
short,
tongue.
Or yeah, Trail of Dead. Trail of Dead. You're not listening to Trail of Dead.
We'd
Trail
like
of Dead.
To make some music, but we'd really rather nobody heard it.
Yeah.
Choice there.
And all of the artwork is very detailed, like anime done with biro. Like, it's very technically impressive, but it's like the most...
It's very niche.
But it's so like not, it's the loads of the music is just really hooky and kind of like quite heavy, but like still with like indie rock and beautiful melodies and like cellos and stuff. And it's very like, and Pitchfork loved them in the early noughties. But if you're looking at like, what is that insane calligraphy done with biro and with that name? You're like, no.
Yeah.
I love it though. I think it's amazing. That confidence of like, we're going to do this and the nerds. They will find us.
Yeah.
You're shaking off your audience.
Biro anime.
Well, they have no
They'll
interest.
Smell it a mile off.
They have no interest for like mass. No.
Yeah, a lot of comedians are putting up great reels themselves. I'm putting up dog shit ones, so only legends will come.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. What a treat.
Fantastic. This was so nice.
I loved it.
Glad you're here.
Glad I'm here
to live another day.
That guy who drove us to Chipping Camden will be back.
Quick question to bring them both together. What's your favourite Bond theme tune?
Very nice.
If it's a question of which is the formative Bond and therefore always has the emotional head start, it's going to be GoldenEye. Because I love that. I love that film and it's like a solid theme. I think actually it might be one of the 80s Timothy Dalton ones, like a sort of... there's that Aha one. Is it View to a Kill that's Aha? And then there's Duran Living Daylights. Either
Man,
of those.
Man, those are some good gets.
Good gets.
Because I love Aha so much.
It's a fun game to play at a dinner party. I played with my dad at a dinner party once where you play the Bond songs and then they have to guess who sings it, what film it was, and what year it was.
Great.
So that is a great game to play with a dad.
Yeah.
You're right.
It was really funny. He had a great time. And he slept very well that night.
Don't have to be so defensive. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. You've been looking at me like I'm a fucking moron. Good game. And there's some surprises in there.
Yeah. Who's your biggest surprise of... I mean, the Jack White. Jack White, Alicia Keys. I mean, like, what the other band that of those friends that more down the line is... I share a huge love of the White Stripes. My friend John, who's one of those... friends I was mentioning earlier, and it should be like catnip for me. That's like, oh my god,
you don't
Jack
like it.
White is doing a James Bond theme, and it's shit.
Oh, I
it's
like it.
It's Which one of the worst
that?
Ones because
really?
It doesn't.
I think
it's
great.
It's not. It doesn't embrace. I think it's like very neutered, and it's like got all the kind of brass and horns and vibes of a. But it's like White Stripes X feet. Like the Bond
James
theme
Bond
tune.
Theme,
and I'm just like, just do something more. It doesn't sit right.
You need the
me.
Drama. You need the drama of a Bond. Madonna one is probably my like. That's probably my seminal Bond.
Yeah, it's so
day.
Funny and silly that one.
Yeah, but it's not
Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud, analyze this. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What a ridiculous person.
But I sort of love that as a gauntlet.
Yeah.
It's a throwdown.
Yeah.
If that happened in this day and age, be like Madonna calls out Sigmund Freud.
Yeah.
Challenges him.
Yeah.
His piss.
Someone had to.
A chair getting stung by scorpions while he's being tortured in North Korea.
Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a sweet. You're big Beatles family, aren't you?
Yeah, big Beatles family. So it's an obvious choice for me. But
me too.
I do think
Beatles family.
I do think that it's probably one of the best.
But I think it's really, really good.
And having seen McCartney do it live, this is a real crossover episode with what we
and a real clang.
What we talked about.
Yeah. Another clang.
That's a big clang. It was incredible live. A lot of pyrotechnics, which I am a sucker for as well. Mm. Oh, if you want me, set something on fire. I'll be there.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank
Alex.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have you got anything you want to plug?
Yes, plug.
Probably that podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, why not add a podcast to your probably already overburdened weekly podcast schedule? Very, listen to Gig Pigs.
Very fun podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on, Sarah. It was me and Ivor Graham. We go watch a band and then we talk about it. That's basically it.
Mm, sounds until the small hours.
Lovely.
Until 2 a.m. Mm. Bang
is it
on
a
about.
Podcast? Is it a hostage situation? You decide. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Alex Keeley.
It was Alex Keeley. That was him speaking in a language we understand.
English.
That was a lovely episode.
So lovely.
I had a great time.
I just leaned back.
Yeah, you did.
I had a lovely time.
Little nap during that one, didn't you?
Yeah. I liked it.
We tucked you in. Yeah. I stroked your hair. You snored gently throughout the whole thing.
That's it. So if you hear that, if at any point you hear me talking, that's
if
not me.
If you heard that, that's what that was.
What should we say? Thank you guys, as always, for listening, for supporting us. If you're not supporting us yet, please sign up to our Patreon.
Yeah, love it if you did.
Yeah, we'd really love it if you did. And we've also, every week we put up a little extra bit
This podcast is genuinely still going because of you guys.
Yeah.
You are the reason that we can continue to make it, and we really appreciate it. And you are the reason that we have such a good time doing it as well. It's really, really nice to get messages from you and stuff. So
it's
thank
so
you so
lovely.
Much for being a part of it.
Then I guess all that's left to say is come to our Edinburgh shows.
Is that all that's left to say? Is it all that's left to say?
I think so. Come to our Edinburgh shows.
Or is there a little bit of sexual harassment?
Oh, God. Well,
left undone.
You know, see, Lucas, it's good that you're back here because, like, it really got out of control when you weren't here.
Lucas.
Really? What happened?
Turns out you're the cap on my pervert box.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing a very good job because you're perverted when I am.
Yeah, but it was so much worse when you weren't here.
What happened?
Yeah. There was just no one else for me to talk to.
I got
Sarah just
my vagina out in the studio.
No way.
I got my vagina out in the studio and I made it talk.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone hated it.
Yeah.
Except
Sarah. Not everyone. Not everyone.
Oh, yeah, you loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I not count? Am I not part of the group?
You don't count.
Do I not get to vote?
So we are going to cut this short before Sarah takes their cooch out again.
I think we should do a super cut of all my perving.
You go ahead and listen back to all of that.
No one has time to listen to that. No one's got hours of their day.
I refuse.
No one could take the time out of their schedule.
See, thank you, Lucas. Thank you for being back on site.
Just saying this through tears. Don't make me do this.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Thank
we
you.
Love you and appreciate you.
We love
and
you.
You'll hear us next time.
Got it.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. Produced by Lucas Jeffco, with music from Ben Kavanagh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.